Human beings have achieved great things through advancements in our knowledge. Knowledge is a great thing, but we just need to be careful that it doesn't prevent us from fully experiencing the world. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend. I hope you're happy. I hope you're peaceful. It's your old pal Sean here, and today we're talking about knowledge. I remember being at the beach once many years ago in Jordan, and I'd brought a bottle of sun cream with me because, well, I'm Irish, and it was fairly busy that day. There was another local family near us. I'd put the sun cream to my side nearest them, and something odd happened. One of the family members picked it up and used some of it. I didn't want to get defensive about the sun cream, but I thought it was a bit weird, especially when he offered it to someone else. They refused, so he put it back in its place. Then someone else picked it up and used it and put it back again. And so rather than it being shared around anymore, I decided to put it on the other side of me. This created a bit of a hoo-ha though, and they seemed to be annoyed at me. We couldn't speak each other's languages to resolve it, and the situation was getting a bit tense and uncomfortable. I'm sure some of you can see where this is going, but I certainly didn't. I was struggling to understand why they were trying to take me sun cream, but they were thinking the same thing about me. And then one of the kids on their side popped up with an identical bottle. We all looked at each other, the tension disappeared instantly, and we were laughing and hugging, relieved that the diplomatic incident between Jordan and Ireland had been resolved. Turns out it was my sun cream, but the situation could easily have been reversed. I could just as easily have been wrong. Both sides believed that they were right, that they knew the truth, and that distorted our perception of reality. The theme for this year has been letting go of the model of the world that you filter reality through. That model is made up of beliefs, assumptions, and knowledge. Knowledge is something that we rightly value, but attachment to knowledge and belief in its certainty is something that can obstruct your meditation practice. There's a great article by Thich Nhat Hanh on this, which I've linked to in the description. He talks about knowledge, or our perception of knowledge, being like a block of ice that impairs the flow of water. If we take one thing to be the truth and cling to it, even if truth itself comes in person and knocks at our door, we won't open it. For things to reveal themselves to us, we have to be prepared to abandon our views about them and what we think we know. But Sean, I hear you say, isn't teaching mindfulness what you do on the Be Calm, Be Happy course? Isn't that what you're doing on this podcast? Well, of course, but the concepts of mindfulness should be seen as a means to an end. The metaphor that Thich Nhat Hanh uses is digging a well. When you're finished digging a well, you don't carry the shovel around with you. And the same is true for knowledge. The concepts of mindfulness help us to practice, to develop our calmness, to walk the path of happiness. But we shouldn't get attached to them. What matters is letting go of our suffering and reducing the suffering of others. And what that implies, and all the great teachers agree on, is that mindfulness is about the experience rather than being an intellectual exercise. Intellectualizing mindfulness is a bit like reading 100 books on gardening, but not growing anything. We shouldn't abandon knowledge. It does help us to dig the well. But we need to make sure that our knowing, in air quotes, isn't a block between us and experiencing the world as it truly is. When I was younger, I got caught in a loop of trying to analyse my problems, not coming to any useful conclusions and feeling more depressed and anxious as a result. Until you work on your calmness and let go of attachment to your knowledge, knowing and resolving, then your mind will ruminate on puzzles it can't solve, and this will impact your happiness. Of course, this isn't being anti-intellectual. It's simply seeing knowledge for what it is, a tool. You might perceive that nuance in a similar way to the difference between money and attachment to money. Money can do great things. Money can reduce suffering and poverty. But attachment to money creates suffering, and knowledge works in the same way. So now let's make ourselves comfortable. And we're going to have a lovely guided meditation from the revised and expanded version of Blooming of a Lotus by Thich Nhat Hanh. And we'll start with three sounds of the bell and the usual settling in introduction. So we're going to begin by focusing our awareness on our posture. And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap. And just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face. And taking a moment to be aware of and take joy from the stability of your posture. And expanding that spotlight of awareness to your entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold, noticing where you feel tense or relaxed, becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin, and the points of contact between your body and a chair on the floor. And shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises, and that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a resentful thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment, allowing it to leave, and gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. Finally, focusing your awareness on your breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. breathing in, I am aware of my whole body. Breathing out, I release the tensions in my body. Aware of body, releasing tensions. Breathing in, I am at home. Breathing out, I feel at ease. Home, ease. Breathing in, I have arrived. Breathing out, no need to run. Arrived, no need to run. Breathing in, I dwell in the here. Breathing out, I dwell in the now. Here, now. Breathing in, I feel solid. Breathing out, I am truly free. Solid, free. Breathing in, I have confidence in myself. Breathing out, I take refuge in myself. Confidence in myself, refuge in myself. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, just taking a moment to notice any changes in your body. Noticing where you feel relaxed, any areas of discomfort, and take an opportunity to stretch those, maybe your back or your legs. And noticing any changes in your mind. And if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. So just before we finish, a couple of quick announcements. The Facebook group now has over 500 members, which is fantastic. It's a great way for me to get feedback from you on the future of the podcast. So every so often I'll put up polls to get input from people. Sometimes that's on topics I can actually cover in the podcast. So it'd be great to get your input. I also want to put a little bit more kind of pictures and materials on there as well. I've struggled for time to do that, but it's a great way to talk as a group. So please do join. I've got a seminar coming up next month, which is around letting go of stress. The link is in the description. It'd be great to see you there. If you'd like to attend that and the other seminars that I do for free and get access to some exclusive guided meditations, then you might want to become a friend of the podcast on Patreon. The link is in the description. And in July, I'll be adding a new meditation, some personal reflections on the podcast, and a couple of songs as well. And finally, friends of mine are running a new Be Calm, Be Happy course. I'm planning to run my own one later on this year, but a couple of the names you'll know, Laurie Bauer and Ian Sneath, have been on the podcast before. They're incredible mindfulness teachers. They're great friends of mine. They've really inspired me, and a lot of what I share with you is learnings that I've got from them. Their teaching of Be Calm, Be Happy is absolutely fantastic, so I'd really recommend it. So I've put the link in there. There's a number of different courses, so just join one of those. I'll do one eventually, but I'd really recommend, if you're interested, then join in. And it's always good to get a different perspective on mindfulness as well. And may you be happy, may you be peaceful, and may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slana will ya, and I'll see you next time.
Built my life around you, but time.